I am Ramdas Kanisuri. I'm an assistant professor with Horticulture Sciences, and I'm located at Southwest Florida Research and Education Center in Immokalee. So what we are doing here, we want to give more options, weed control options for the growers, especially that is more effective and economically viable, at the same time environmental friendly. So these are the three E's of weed control we are doing here. Effective, environmentally friendly, and economically viable. Along the lines of that, we are introducing a concept, herbicide synergy. We are mixing herbicides with different activity, different type of chemistry, different mode of action, and we are doing several trials, mix them a post-emergent herbicide with a residual or a pre-emergent herbicide. Actually, we have some preliminary results that shows these applications, these mixed applications, are not only giving a longer term weed control, but also is economically very viable. So this trial is kind of halfway now. We have analyzed the data. So probably in the coming couple of months, by the end of this year, we should be able to come up with a final picture and see how this is working. And so far, everything looks promising.
Some vegetation is essential in groves. Correct, and why is that?
That's correct. So some vegetation is essential in the raw metals. This is the reason, because we need to hold the soil in place. So if we kill all the vegetation with the heavy amount of rain we are getting, there is a big problem of soil erosion. So we would like to keep some vegetation to hold that soil. At the same time, you know, we have to control the vegetation. It's not becoming a competition for the crops.
What are some good vegetative covers for citrus growers?
As far as I know, many growers, or at least some growers, are using grasses like Bahia grass or Bermuda grass. They are good candidates. And I have seen people using hairy vetches or hairy indigo, some people call that, and also perennial peanuts. They are leguminous crops, so they not only make a good cover crop, they also fix nitrogen, so they may add some more nutrition to the soil. The perennial peanuts or those type of crops are a little difficult to establish. On the other hand, grasses are easy to establish and easy to manage, but at the same time, the research shows that grasses can compete more with citrus. But it's a choice of the grower to select which one, whether they want to go for a easy establishment and easy control, or they want to go for a perennial peanut, which might take a little time to establish but add more nutrition to the soil.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.